20 minutes after the hour. Lizzie Grubman, who is a PR person, head of a PR firm in New York City, and the daughter of Alan Grubman, the famed entertainment attorney, was involved in a how would you describe it, Charles?
Well, just a bizarre incident in which she is allegedly backed her Mercedes-Benz SUV into a line of people waiting to get into the Shishi Conscious Point Inn
at 2 o'clock in the morning out in the Hamptons,
and then wound up injuring 16 people in that after she had supposedly became very angry at a bouncer who had told her, "You're illegally parked, you're going to have to move."
And then she apparently fled the scene as well.
And then apparently fled the scene, and as once somebody said, they opened the door on the SUV after she backed into the people and she fell out.
They're actually selling T-shirts on a website called www.hitandrunbitch.com.
could you hit me one?
Why, certainly.
Anyway, here now on the I'm Mr. Morning program, the aforementioned Lizzie Grubman. Good morning, Ms. Grubman.
Oh, good morning, Ines.
And you're calling from where?
Yeah, I'm calling from my cell phone in my car. I have no time today. I'm booked with meetings, the lawyers, the cops, blah, blah, blah. Ugh, this whole thing is such a drag.
Well, being a public relations, you seem sort of, by the way, cavalier about all this. It's just the tone of your voice. But
the whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, it's just all been blown out of proportion.
Well, how, my first question would be, being a public relations person, how do you feel about being on the other end of all of this media scrutiny?
Like, not good, okay? I mean, it's a total pain in the ass. This whole thing, no one was killed. I mean, a few broken bones, God. You think it was like Columbine or something, like I pulled out an Uzi or a machete. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm going to look at a Range Rover right now. They don't dent when you hit people. Jesus.
Well, from what I understand, Ms. Grubman, there were some people who were actually seriously injured.
Cry me a river. Wah. I mean, they should have gotten out of the way. I mean, duh, you see a car coming, what do? Like, run, maybe? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, frankly, that club needed a bigger entrance. I was doing them a favor. Hey, F you a-hole, get out of the way. Where did you learn to drive? Florida? Jesus. Sorry, go ahead.
How did this whole thing start? I mean, the reports that I've seen were that you were angry because you were apparently parked in a fire lane and a bouncer told you to move.
Oh, please. He was like a Nazi. Give me a break. It was a perfectly fine parking spot, all right? This Adolf, like, walks up to me. He starts screaming, "Move your effing car." No one talks to me like that. Okay, so I just told him like it was. I mean, I don't know what trailer park he came out of, but I can tell you right now that his Wonder Bread eating ass is not going to be approaching any Mercedes in the near future. I definitely took care of him.
But did you intentionally back over these people then?
Well, if the hubcap fits. I mean, I gotta tell you honestly, they looked kind of funny. It looked like bowling pins going down. Daddy isn't too happy with me though. I mean, he's sexually threatened to take the unlimited golf cart away. I'm very upset about that, and he says I can never drive the Mercedes again. I mean, I think that's a little harsh, don't you? I do personally. I just think that's a little overreaction on his part, but whatever.
Well, what about the fact that you fled the scene?
Well, I mean, all right, if we really have to go into this, I had my period, okay? I needed to go change my tampon, I didn't have one with me, and it would have been really embarrassing. I mean, you know, the media showing up, the police with stained pants, and, you know, not to mention I had the biggest case of the munchies. And I had these fresh poppy seed bagels and lox and my boyfriend's. I just couldn't wait to go, you know, dive into them. I mean, the cops could wait. You got a case of the munchies and you're PMSing, they're our priorities.
One of the bouncers, of course, at the nightclub said that you were seen drinking and doing drugs earlier that evening. Is that true?
Well, I mean, I had like 5 or 6 Cosmos. You know, I did some lines of coke to pick me up. Otherwise, it would have been completely buzzed. What did you expect me to do? I mean, I'm sure you remember from your partying days, Ines, the blow was like I had a grande frappuccino from Starbucks. I mean, I was completely alert, completely awake. To say I was drunk is just effing ridiculous, all right? It's ridiculous. Okay.
And you hired, I understand you hired a bodyguard.
Yes. People have been threatening my life, and the worst threats, frankly, even coming from my father. I mean, he's really pissed. And I have to say, if he keeps this up, I'm not getting him this Gucci loaf as he says he wants for his birthday. Anyway.
How did you respond to some of the accusations that you look like Don Zimmer or Tommy Lasorda in a dress?
Please, they wish they could have one night with me, all right? It's ridiculous. I just, the whole thing is just absurd.
You know, potentially here, I mean, this could wind up, and you could wind up doing some prison time.
Prison time? You've got to be kidding me. You're not talking to some little white trash Joey Buttafuoco bobbing slutting Amy Fisher, okay? I'm going to St. Bart's next week with my girlfriends. I mean, the police say they're going to try to stop me. I'd like to see them. Oh, that reminds me. I have to call my travel agent, remind you to book a rental car while I'm down there. Wait, let me write that in my agenda. Okay, I go. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, did I? Oh, I just hit that baby stroller. That dumb bitch! Why weren't you looking where you were going?
Well, this is Grubman here on the,
I gotta go. Bye. Bye.
Well, this is Grubman here on the I Miss in the Morning program. It's 25 after the hour.
Yeah. Sounds a little distraught.
Sounds like he hasn't learned it.
But very forceful.
Apparently not, no. That was Lizzie Grubman.
Yep. It says he's going to be back into his cellmate's tongue for the next 5 to 15 years. And then maybe she'll learn.
Yeah. A transcript of that can be found in Jonathan Alder's column in Israel.